Welcome to Success Is Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Portman, serial entrepreneur, author, and podcast host. Whether success for you is more money, time with your family, a healthy, well-balanced life, or freedom, I'm interviewing guests and getting you the advice to make it happen. So join me as we uncomplicate the complicated, help you define success, and give you the strategies to make it happen.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Success Is Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Portman. Joining me today is Mary Beth Robinson, the visionary behind Superpower Incorporated. From intuitively connecting with people at a young age, Mary Beth has cultivated her unique gift to help others uncover their own superpowers. With her belief that everyone possesses a distinct talent often hidden in plain sight, she assists individuals in realizing their maximum potential, leading to a life of enriched creativity, motivation, and joy. Dive into this enlightening conversation as we explore the world of innate genius with Mary Beth. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me.
So Mary and I were actually on a group podcast together, and there was multiple people on there. And, you know, I was amazed at just your ability to pick up on these talents and these skills and then describe it. And everyone was on there was like, well, I think you this, that, and you were like, and everyone was like nodding their head, like, yeah, that's totally me, you know? And one of the things you said about me was, you know, you were one of those people who likes to take things apart and know how they work and stuff. And I'm sure you did that as a child. And I was like, yeah, I used to take apart the home phone. And every time I got a present, you know, I'd take things apart and stuff like that. And so I thought it was really, really interesting. I was excited to have you on the show, and we could talk more about that. But let's open it up with, what does success mean to you?
You know, success to me means that you have a great quality of life every day. And I don't mean like what you've succeeded at, what you've created, or, you know, all that's wonderful. But I think at the heart, everybody is looking for, I feel like I make a difference. I connect with people. I enjoy every day. And I know, Phil, you and I were just talking about, you know, you getting home from some traveling and you're like, I just want to be at home. It's so beautiful here. You know, like, it's so fabulous. And that when we really get down to it, to me, that's success. Is I love my life, you know, and I have the time for people in my life. I have time to enjoy the little things. Those big moments are wonderful and they will come, but life isn't about those big moments. It's just about, wow, I'm here washing dishes with my spouse and I'm super happy. You know, I'm just happy. To me, that's success.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I had left the corporate world because I wasn't getting time with to see my kids and my family and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's very important for me to have the freedom. And I said, even if I'm never going to make as much money as I did, it doesn't matter if I can spend time with my family. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I just saw something the other day that there was a really accomplished gentleman who had done amazing things. And he said, my favorite title that I ever had was dad. And yeah, he's like, and that my adult children still want to spend time with me. He's like, that's the best accomplishment I could ever have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So tell us about your Superpower Inc. Service and how it empowers individuals. How'd you get started with it? Tell us a little bit about that background.
Yeah. So to introduce people to superpowers are simply something that you're naturally great at, that you don't even think about it because you're just so good at it, and that you would want to do the rest of your life, and that makes a difference for yourself and other people. So everybody has a superpower, and it's all there, and every superpower is incredibly powerful, no matter if we're just like, it's just little me, I'm just doing my thing. It's kind of subtle, because when, like, Phil, when I talked about your superpower, which is like, I want to know how things work and I want to get into the meat of things. You do that with people also, you know, it's not just like a phone or an electric drill, like I used to take apart when I was young, but, it's also like, how do people work and what makes them happy? And And not only how can we succeed, but how can this person succeed as a person who I'm working with, you know? But so when I said that, it wasn't like a huge surprise, was it?
No.
When I said, yeah, right.
No.
It was like, yeah, that is who I am. But we don't, it's so ingrained in us, our superpower, that we don't even consider it anything special. And when we start to get that it's special and that we have a talent that we can use to make a difference in other people and a difference for ourselves and bring us joy, it's like, it's almost relaxing. Like, whew, thank goodness, because we tend to look at things like, but I've got to work hard. I've got to get out there and I've got to push myself and everything. There's nothing wrong with working hard. Working hard gives us so much satisfaction. But when we're working hard, doing something we know makes a difference, and that is our great talent, it's really fun. No matter if it's really hard or not, it's also fun. It's like a labor of love. So like, for instance, so my story is that I've always been able to tune in with people. And I grew up in a place that, you know, it's not like I grew up in woo-wooville. You know, I grew up in the buckle of the Bible Belt and with, you know, probably more conservative people who are the salt of the earth and amazing. But nobody was necessarily talking about intuitively, what do you get about this situation? You know, there was no one to kind of train me in that. And because our gifts are so innate to us and so much how we use our brain and use our intuition and use everything we have, we kind of think that other people, everyone's like that. Everyone's like that. But not everyone is like us. And we each have our own individual flavor and our purpose. And so as I got older, and it took me years. I'm not young. It took me years, decades to figure out, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And, but every conversation I had, even as a young kid, I was one of those kids who was like, let's talk about the deeper meaning of this. You know, and you can imagine some of my friends were like, what are you, we're in third grade, what, give it a rest, what are you talking about? But eventually I, you know, like all my friends are like, yeah, you're so out there, but we love you and you're wonderful, and you know, like we just love you for who you are. But which is kind of what all of our friends do to all of us, like, yeah, I know it's weird, but it works for you, but it works, you know, for you, it works. So I realized that every conversation I had was like, let's take what you've got. Let me point out how awesome it is and talk about how you can use it. So that's kind of how I discovered what I could do. And there were many, many other big leaps in there, but suffice it to say, I kept just talking to people. And then finally people are like, you should talk to a friend of mine. You know, do you charge for this? And then that's kind of how I got into it. And then I gave myself more and more permission to use my intuition. And now I went on the podcast, or the podcast TV that kind of roundtable you and I were on. And I'm all, your superpower is this, your superpower is this. And because it's really obvious to me, I just tune in and I'm like, oh, yep, I know who you are. So that's kind of the sped up version of my Superpower Inc.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And so your background is actually in chiropractic work, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a little bit about that, you know, that transition going from that. And then, I think there's a lot of people who maybe they're in a line of work that doesn't align with their superpower. You have advice for them to figure out that and then how to make that move similar
I
to
do. What you did. Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I wanted to go into chiropractic because it made a huge difference for me physically. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, this is the only thing that's made a difference for me. So I loved it and I loved chiropractic, but I always wanted to, once I started my practice, I always wanted to just do superpower work with people and not chiropractic. So at a certain point, I just realized I'm 99% committed to being a chiropractor, but that 1% makes all the difference. I'd rather be doing something else. And so I felt like after a while, even though I was really like, I would do emotional release work, neuro-emotional technique, and those were all, but that's kind of all I wanted to do. I did not want to work on someone's low back pain or neck pain. So I finally got to the place where I just thought, I have to tell the truth. Like, I can't do this anymore, you know, like, and, but that was after a while of practicing, and it took me a while to get that clear. But I always knew that there was something missing. And often people do know, they're like, you know, I love what I'm doing, but, and I'd really like to go in 100% and really do it, but something's missing. And often that's your superpower that's missing. You're not doing that thing that you so want to do. I think some of us have an incredible drive. Many people have a drive to be like, I want to know what that is. You know, that thing that's in me that's so special, I can sense it. And I all I want to do is express that. So it does become a problem when you start to get your superpower. I mean, superpowers are subtle. They're never like, I am the best actress in the world. You know, it's not like that. It's, you know, it's, the one that comes to mind first is something I did recently, which is a guy who puts things back together. He like, so you could, he, and my vision of it is something fell on the floor in the garage and it was in like a 1,000 pieces. And he's like, woo,
I'll figure this out.
Exactly. Yeah. Woo-hoo, I'm going to figure out how this goes back together. And he can use that in so many ways. He could be a healer. He could be a doctor. He could be someone who mentors younger kids who have had trauma. You know, he could, it could be a technology thing that he does. So sometimes we can fit, no matter what our job is, we can fit who we are directly into that job. You know, it could be, gosh, I love taking care of people. And there's nobody better at doing it the way I do it. If you're a salesperson, you can totally do that. You know, if you're a teacher, you can do that. So many professions you can do that in. And so, but there are some of us who have a specific thing that they want to do, and it just doesn't go along with anything else that's out there.
Yeah.
And when that happens, what I find is there's also, we're born with like our superpower, and then we've got all these tools around us. You know, like sometimes people call those superpowers. They're not superpowers, they're tools. Like if we don't want to do that every day, all day long, it's not a superpower. So I am really organized, but that is not my superpower. I don't want to organize people. I don't want to organize myself, you know, like 24/7. It's not exciting to me. I don't want to write books about it. But so we're born, some people, like, I think that when we have a gift that doesn't fit in with a profession, we also get the entrepreneurial tools, you know, like we have those, because at some point we're going to need to go out on our own. Yeah. And, so that's, I mean, I know this is such an overview, but, there are things that you can use in your job. And then sometimes you just have got to find another job over time. Don't go out and quit your job today and look for the superpower job, but look in the area that you're really, you know, that you're really interested in. Do something that you're really interested in.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I think there's ways that you do that without forcing it. And
yeah, yes.
One
yeah.
of the ways that I've talked about is with public speaking. You know, if that's part of your job, we have to speak in front of a group of people. you may be able to relate to this. I used to think that I had to be that rah, rah, hyper person, right? I think we talked about this and
get people not you
pumped up. That's not me at all. Right. Yeah. And so it's not to say that public speaking can't be part of my job. It's just that right. way of doing it wasn't.
Yeah.
But breaking things down, doing it more of a TED Talk style where I have facts and I'm explaining things, that is more my style, more of like an educator type route. So I think a lot of times it sounds like the way you're describing it, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to completely throw out the baby with the bathwater and get a new job, but maybe it's just looking at the skills that you have and aligning them with what your job is. And that kind of describes in a lot of the books and things that I've read, like a flow state, right? And attaining a type of flow state in your job. And I think people can often relate to it where they have these periods where they're doing really great in their job. And then other times where it just seems like it's, you know, trying to roll a rock uphill, right?
Absolutely. And when you feel like you're trying to roll a rock uphill, that's exactly when you should go back to your superpower. It's funny. There's a test. There is a very quick test to tell if you are excited about something and if it's a really good fit. It's called the smile test. Like, if you're excited about it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I want to do that. Like, if you are you particularly are thinking about doing a talk and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to explain all this and I'm going to go through this and it's going to be awesome. And I already have like, I know Phil a tiny bit, but I know you'd have like 17 books lined up where you're like, I'm going to take something from here and something from here. And I'm going to take something from, you know, some physicist and then also from, you know, from Ruiz who wrote the Four Agreements. And it's going to be this whole mashup and it's going to, at the end, it's going to be like, bam. And that's how you do it. You know, you're going to love that. And that's the smile test. If I said, you know, Phil, I really feel like you should be more like Tony Robbins and just dedicate the rest. Right. You can even, you're like,
yeah,
I like that because, and nothing wrong with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is Tony Robbins. And that's why it works. But he's the one who should be like Tony Robbins. And you should be like what you want to do, you know, because you're like, okay, here we go. All right. I got like all these ideas. And how am I going to put that stuff together? That's you. And that's what works. And when there is something just really weird that when we give ourselves permission, we're like, oh, I could do that. You know, like, yeah. Like for me, if I were on stage, I'd be like, listen, I'd want like five people lined up and I'd talk a little about what I do. And then I do a session with each of them, you know, and then I talk about it because that's what I love to do. And that's what people love watching me do. There Absolutely. You go. It's certainly not going to be, I am not going to do the research that you do. That makes me sad. I do not like research. But it's perfect for you. It's not perfect for me. Mine is to put me in a position where I can just go with my intuitive stuff and then record it and be like, there it is. That's it. That's what I want to do the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
That's why I didn't have a bio written.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'm here for. That's great. Yeah, absolutely. So, can you elaborate a little bit on how your process around, okay, great. You've identified what that superpower is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what do I do with that?
Yeah.
How you help people with that?
Yeah. You know what? I love to do like anywhere from 3 to 6 sessions with people because once the first session is about, okay, let's do an overview of what you're really good at. And so Phil, you and I did that on the podcast where we met. And, you know, it was about like how things work. And then you and I also did a quick, like, let's get together and see, you know, what we can, what kind of podcast we can do together. And so I got to know you a little bit more, and there was more I could see. Like, you know, there's the whole, not only how do things work, but how do people work? You know, how, like, cause you love it when people succeed, you know, you're like, there's something really exciting. It's one thing to explain everything, but it's another for you when people really get it and you can tell it's working. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what it looks like. So when I work with people over time, the information kind of has to sink in, and then it gets like, then it gets to be a part of you, you know, the understanding of, oh my gosh, this is what I do. And then 2 weeks later we chat, and then it's like, okay, let's get a little bit deeper. Let's get a little deeper each time. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this all makes sense. It all gets put together. So my ideal way to work with people is to have that understanding that we're going to uncover more and more of your superpowers as we go along. And all I'm going to do is point it out and you take it and run. You know, it's like, there you go. Because you have all the information that you need. I don't, but you do. And the more I pull that out and say, woo, look at this, that's amazing, you know, the more you can be like, oh my gosh, that was another part that, although I recognize it is completely true, I hadn't really thought about it consciously. So I love to work with people from 3 to 6 months, and then do, you know, once a quarter, say, what else can we dig out?
That's awesome. So yeah. What kind of resistance do you find in this journey with people? I mean, I got to think some of it may be related to like an imposter syndrome, like, yeah, I do, but I couldn't make this a part of my life, or do you
right. Anything? Right. And that's why I like to work with people over time, because the hardest thing about superpower work is giving yourself permission to be you. And what you said about public speaking, like, I can speak publicly, but it's never going to be this rah, 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 motivational, you know, thing. It's not going to be, let's play the set, cue the sad music and take someone through this kind the of journey. Thing. That's not you.
That's
right. Yeah. It kind of makes your skin crawl, you know, like, no, I am not doing that. So when people give themselves permission to truly be themselves, it's a little bit something. It's difficult because we are used to the idea of what we inherently do is we discount who we are and the gifts we have, and we copy others because we think that's the way to do it, because it's just too easy. If I just do things my way, then I'm being entitled, I'm being arrogant, that's not, you know, I'm being lazy. That's the way we think. So with any, you can kind of deconstruct people's superpower by what they're trying to be really great at. Some people are so like, you have to hammer it, you have to go for it. So what's the opposite of that? Ease. What if you say, remember when you were young and life just worked out for you? Oh my God. And sometimes their mind just blows. They're yeah. like, it's, you could tell it's hard for them to say, it could be, I could live just a life of ease. And that doesn't mean laziness.
No,
it just means that you don't give up to get up every day and hammer yourself to just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked briefly about this before. I said that, you know, I've had conversations with people, and you know, they'll ask like what I do, or maybe they've seen some of the things they advertise in it, and they suddenly get this massive amount of insecurity, like, oh,
yeah.
I should, right. You know, well, right. My journey's different than yours, right?
Right.
I had
right.
a friend who's really high up in a corporate and in a you know, Fortune 200 company, and she said the same thing. She doesn't like to tell what her title is to people because they feel right. massively insecure about it,
yeah.
And you know, and that when you were talking about people trying to live somebody else's life mm-hmm. or somebody else's journey, that's kind of what prompted that thought was, you know, instead of figuring out what makes them happy or what their superpowers are or the journey they should be going, we're often relating it to somebody else. We've got this competitive nature.
And, right. Yeah. You know,
instead of looking at like, hey, this is my journey and whatever's going on, great. I'm going to cheer you on. You're doing great. But this is my journey and this is the path that I'm taking. And that's really what we've been trying to do with the Successes podcast. The whole thing is like, let's look at all of these different ways that people are having success. And maybe it doesn't align with what you had initially thought, but that's okay.
Right.
What is success and what is happiness and what is joy for you specifically?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are so full of like, do it this way, do it this way. And when I was young, I was the youngest kid, and my sisters would call me the princess, probably because I was best at working our parents, you know, like the youngest one is like, I see how this is done, you know, but so they would call me the princess and I hated it. I hated it. So I vowed to work really hard and to be serious and to be deserving and all that. And my mojo in life just was like, you know, like, cause it's not like I sit around and imprentis like there are things that are really, really important to me, but I also love being in the flow of life. I love it. I mean, I am a flowy person. I'm like, plans have changed. Okay. Yeah. Let's figure that out. Great. I love that. And having so many different inputs, and I'm such an intuitive person. It really is important for me to like daydream every day. I got to have that, like, you know, zone out time where I let my brain kind of just play and have a good time. And I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have the best idea, you know? So it was exactly counter who I thought I should be, was exactly counter to what I, who I am. And that frankly just made me sad, because overall I'm a funny, happy person who loves to work with people. I am not that person who is like hyper-organized and I've been planning this for 17 years. You know, I get ideas that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to implement these literally today and it's going to be amazing. And that's how my flow of life is. And it's, I remember doing this program with these two, there were two teachers in this program, and one was just like, he was like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on steroids, you know, like, we're going to get through this. And he's like this battle axe thing. And then there was this other woman who is, she has since died, but she was the best listener I have ever encountered. She would just listen and you would start saying things that you couldn't believe were coming out of your mouth.
Wow.
Because of how profoundly she listened. So I would hear my truth coming out of me because of how she listens. She was amazing. I mean, I get goosebumps every time I think of her. And she thought she should be like the Ninja Turtle guy for like 10 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the world is so much better served if Randy does his thing and Margie does her thing. Because I'm like, it would have been horrible had Margie not done that. I've just never met anyone like her. Yeah. She said very little and she heard everything.
That's amazing. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. And for our audience listening, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get follow up with you and what you have going on?
Yeah. So my website is superpowerinc.org. Don't say .net because then, or .com, you'll get to a power station in New Jersey. which I didn't think of before I came up with my name. But so superpowerinc.org. And you can also look me up on Twitter, which is now X. And my handle is at superpowerqueen. And I put a lot of stuff on Twitter, but on my website, you can find, there's a little thing at the very beginning, a box that says, I want to know my superpower. And I'll write up a paragraph or two for you for free and send it to you. So you can get a good start at knowing what your superpower is.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And thank you for audience for listening. We'll see you all next time.
Thanks for having me.